The Trump administration has worked to limit illegal immigration to the U.S., with the president making a new border wall the centerpiece of that. But it's the White House's comments and actions on legal immigration that have disturbed an even broader part of the population. With the proposals the Trump administration specified earlier this year, it aims to cut legal immigration by nearly 500,000 people, or close to 45%. David Beer, immigration policy analyst at the Cato Institute, is among those who believe the U.S. needs to update its legal immigration system, but not in the way the White House would like. And he's with me. So, David, what proposed White House changes do you think would have the biggest impact?
The effort to eliminate chain migration, family-sponsored immigration to the United States. Those categories, if they were done away with, would reduce legal immigration by more than 40%. If you throw in the diversity visa lottery, you're talking about nearly 50% of all legal immigration to the United States would be eliminated. So they have been pretty consistently opposed. And then if you look at what they're doing on high-skilled immigration, they're ramping up regulations and looking at various ways to pressure high-skilled immigrants on temporary visas to leave the country and abandon the hope of gaining permanent residency in the United States. If you look at what they've done in terms of eliminating the opportunity for spouses of high-skilled workers from being able to work legally in the United States, that's an effort really just designed to make life uncomfortable for temporary workers who are trying to seek a pathway to citizenship in the United States.
From an economic standpoint, can the administration justify that in any way, or is reducing legal immigration actually hurting the economy of the U.S.?
Oh, reducing legal immigration to the United States is a really bad idea for the economy. Right now, unemployment is exceptionally low, about as low as it possibly could be. If companies are going to continue to expand, they're going to need new workers to allow them to do so. And if we want to have big-time economic growth with the type of growth rate that the president has been talking about, we need more workers to be able to keep up that rate of economic growth. If you look at, you know, the fiscal effects of immigration, overwhelmingly positive. The National Academy of Sciences came out with a report in 2016 that estimated that the average immigrant to the United States contributes more than $150,000 more in taxes than they receive in benefits. If you look at what's going on with the deficit right now, increasing immigration, particularly skilled immigration, but really all levels of immigration are fiscally positive except for high school dropouts, which are only about 15% of legal immigrants anyway. So, you know, increasing legal immigration would have positive effects on the economy as well as the fiscal situation in the United States.
Well, so if we look at some of the changes that haven't been made in legal immigration in the U.S. in a long time, if the Trump administration were not on this track that you just outlined, what are some changes that you would have liked to have seen in legal immigration that actually would be a boon for the U.S. from the economy standpoint, but also make sense even perhaps from a community standpoint?
Look, I mean, if you look at the other countries that the president has talked about being models for immigration, there are countries like Canada and Australia, New Zealand, you know, even parts of Europe. All of these places have higher shares or of immigrants. You know, Canada has almost 20% of their population is foreign-born compared to 13% in the United States. Australia, it's almost 30% of their population is foreign-born. If you look at the average flow of immigrants coming into the country as a share of their population, Canada allows about the same amount of family-sponsored immigration. But if you look at their economic-focused immigration, it's 10 times greater as a share of their population than the United States. So really the big difference between Canada and the United States is not on the family-sponsored side, but really on the side of, you know, finding immigrants who want to come and contribute economically to the country. And I would argue that we should dramatically increase that number. And that's not something that the Trump administration has proposed or is interested in doing. When they talk about merit-based immigration, really all they're talking about is eliminating family-sponsored categories, they're not talking about increasing the number of economic immigrants. That would be a huge benefit to the economy and to the fiscal budget situation in the United States.
Are you hearing anything from particularly Republicans, since they control both bodies at this point, any Republicans in the House or Senate when it comes to legal immigration? I mean, are there innovative approaches out there that are not just being said, well, we don't agree with what the president is doing, but they're not really coming up with any, at least ideas that have any legs to them? Have you seen legislation that encourages you anyway?
I really am a fan of what the chairman of the Homeland Security Committee in the Senate, Ron Johnson, who's a Republican, has proposed doing a state-sponsored immigration program that would allow states to actually act as the sponsors for, you know, whatever type of immigrants that they think their state needs. And that program would really allow for states to figure out, okay, we want this type of immigrant, and design programs that allow people to come into their state and contribute to their economy or their society, however they want to design it, in a positive way.
David Beer is an immigration policy analyst at the Cato Institute. David, thanks for the time today.
Thank you.